Hey guys, this is Rebecca and I'm here with Keto Sisters. So today we've got an interesting topic. So we've just finished up a 10-week series on top 10 keto tips. So we've talked about tips for living a keto or low carb life. And I decided today I wanted to talk to myself. I wanted to preach to myself. I wanted to talk about what you need to do in times of stressful situations. And what you need to do is not always what you feel like doing. So I'm Rebecca here with Keto Sisters. We are on a mission to help people create and maintain a real life, healthy lifestyle, like something that they can live in their real life, not in some fantasy world, but something that they can live and enjoy, but still be healthy. So we call that kind of pursuing 1% better. That's sort of our mantra here. Not perfection, just trying to be a little bit better every day. So our topic today is talking about how we can be better in times of stress. And again, I am preaching to myself because I'm coming out of a season of a lot of stress. For those of you that have been following us, I'm coming out of a season of downsizing where we moved from our family home of about a decade into a half the size condo. So we had to filter through a lot of our possessions, decide what we would give, sell, keep. My older daughter got married, and even though she did a great job at pretty much planning it all by herself, it still was a lot of stress. We had a lot of events. A lot of things to pay for, a lot of things to plan and handle, a lot of just stuff. And then we had some business transitions as Bridget left Keto Sisters to spend more time focusing on her personal health and her family. So that was a lot of change and a little bit of a turmoil because our lives and our business are pretty interconnected. So it's just been a busy, busy season. And, you know, then we're moving, we're trying to outfit our new house. My friend Alex has been helping me decorate. So we've been, you know, shopping for furniture and I've been, like I said, painting. It's just been a lot of stress. And I realized that in this time of stress, I've not been eating the greatest. All right. I've not always been making sleep a priority or even exercise a priority or self-care and downtime a priority. Like I have not been doing the things that I coach and encourage other people to do. Like I've been on this keto journey for 6.5 years, been trying to kind of reach back and help other people along the way. And so I know what to do, but I don't always do those things for myself. So that was just what I wanted to talk about today. So would love to know in the comments, in your time of stress, do you double down on the things that you know you should be doing, taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, socially? Do you do that? Or do you sometimes kind of fall into bad habits where maybe you don't eat as well, you're not sleeping well, you might rely on unhealthy coping mechanism like alcohol, or just making poor food choices, making poor social or emotional interpersonal choices? Would love to see in the comments if you struggle with this in times of stress, or am I alone? Am I the only person that finds it hard to do the things that I know that I should be doing that in my normal everyday life, maybe I do without even thinking, but in times of stress, I kind of fall away from those habits that keep me healthy and keep me sane. Would love to know in the comments if I am not alone. I hope I'm Well, I don't hope that you have unhealthy coping mechanisms, but I would love to know if you've struggled like I have. One of the things I do, and it drives my husband crazy, and I'm really embarrassed to admit it, is when I get really stressed, sometimes I kind of pick at my face or even pull at my hair. And I don't know why I do that. I feel worse about myself after I do those things. But sometimes I catch myself doing them, or he sees me doing those. And he's like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, I don't even know. It doesn't really make me feel better. It makes me feel worse. Anyway, if you feel like sharing any of your kind of stressful, bad habits that come out, would love to see that in the comments. One of the things that happens when we're under stress is we kind of just, we go with our instinct in the moment, right? It's a stressful situation and we just react instead of taking time to plan an even-keeled response. For example, maybe you've had a teenager and they're really mouthing off to you. And if you respond back with negativity and kind of scolding, not that I think that they should be able to mouth off to you, but if you respond out of anger, sometimes that doesn't go well. It just kind of escalates things, where if you can kind of calm the situation down and maybe kind of coax out of them what's going on, you might find out, hey, something, you know, really horrible happened to them on social media, or maybe they didn't do well on the test, or they got called on in class and didn't know the answer. Sometimes if you can kind of dig past the anger that they're presenting toward you, you might find out it's not really directed to you at all, but there's something else going on. And I know sometimes as a parent, I have just reacted in anger and made the situation worse instead of just taking time to calm myself and kind of get the other person calmed down. Some other times, maybe not so serious, where your instincts might not serve you well. My husband, John, for example, if you go canoeing or kayaking with him, his instincts are very wrong on a boat. I don't know how to explain it. Usually he's pretty logical. He's great at, he's great at a lot of things, but something that he's not great at is the whole boating thing. He just really, I don't know how to explain it. It's just the strangest thing. I really don't know what's wrong with this stand. It's totally falling. I'm just going to hold it. Hold on. My stand really just decided to topple over. Anyway, so if you're in a kayak or a canoe with him and you're trying to go left, he always paddles on the wrong side. And I can't tell you sitting here which way to paddle, but when I'm in a boat or a canoe or a kayak, for some reason, I just know. If I want to go one way, I paddle the other way or whatever. But his instincts are off. So here's a tip. If you're boating with him, don't let him control because he will take you in circles. I'm kind of like that with parking. If I have to back into a parking space or have to parallel park, I always turn my wheel the wrong way. And in that instance, my husband is really good at it. And he's like, why would you turn the way? Don't you understand how the wheels go? It's just my instincts are wrong. So I would love in the comments below, if you have ever been kayaking or canoeing, are your instincts good? Do you know which side to paddle on? And parking, are you a good parker? Can you back in? Can you parallel park? Here's another confession. I actually failed my driving test the first time in the parallel parking segment. Yeah, I had to park. They had set up those saw horses. I had to park in between them, knocked one over, which constituted an accident, which meant automatic fail. So there you go. I'm uncovering lots of skeletons in my closet today. Anyway, so talking about just when your instincts might not serve you. So in times of stress, your instincts might not give you the right answer. And so we know, like, moving is a very stressful time. Divorce is a stressful time. Kids leaving for school, for college, or leaving the nest altogether, that can be a very stressful time. Deaths in the family, illnesses, either for yourself or a loved one. Those times of stress can kind of get us out of our habits, right? I have a lot of established daily habits that keep me healthy. And when things are going swimmingly, I don't find those hard to do. I don't find it hard to drink my ketones. I don't find it hard to do intermittent fasting. I don't find it difficult to incorporate exercise or to give myself some downtime. But when push comes to shove, when the proverbial stuff hits the fan, some of those daily habits just kind of fly out the window, right? And then I'm just operating under stress and instinct, and that doesn't usually serve me well. So I have not been eating overly well. I'm not in recent months, I'm doing better, and I've been doing better about giving myself time, sort of downtime. John and I are really trying to recognize and respect the Sabbath. And so taking one day a week where we don't do work, either work or work around the house, and we just kind of take it easy and relax. So I am doing better about those things, but coming off this season with a move and downsizing and the wedding and Bridget leaving, and, you know, I had a couple of family deaths and some illnesses, and it's just been a lot. So like I said, I'm trying to get back on track, but think about your own life. Like, do you fall into poor habits in times of stress? I was listening to a podcast the other day. I love podcasting. Put in the comments if you love podcasts. I'd love to listen to podcasts when I'm painting. Sometimes if I do go to bed, maybe John's really tired and he wants to go to bed, but I'm not super tired, I'll pop in an earbud and listen to podcasts. I like to listen to sermons on podcasts, personal development, business development, all different kinds of things. But I was listening to a sermon the other day, and the preacher said that you should be grateful, right? And that you should make a point to be grateful even if you're in a bad situation. And I was like, yeah, I agree with that. And a Bible verse came to mind. And even if you aren't a Christian, I think there's a lot of just good advice in the Bible, like just common sense, good life advice. And so when I heard that on the sermon, I thought of this verse, and I wrote it down so I would read it to you. It's Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And so I've struggled with being kind of anxious and a worrier, and I'm a recovering perfectionist. So worry has been something that I've dealt with. And, you know, I've always leaned on this particular verse where it says, don't be anxious about anything. And so what I took from this, don't be anxious about anything, just pray about it, like present your request to God. But until a few years ago, I never focused at all on that little phrase with thanksgiving. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Because guess what? If you're thankful, if you're grateful,
it's really hard to be some other negative things. Like gratitude is one of those things that sort of expands to fill the space. It pushes a lot of negativity out, because if you're grateful, it's really hard to be greedy. If you're grateful, it's really hard to be jealous. If you're grateful, it's really hard to be worried. If you're grateful, it's really hard to be angry. So gratitude is such a powerful thing to tap into. And I think it's key to reducing your anxiety. When this preacher said, yeah, even in times of stress, be grateful. Like, that's been something that I've been trying to live in my life. You know, whenever there's a negative situation, I try to look for the positive. If you have someone in your family who's sick, or maybe who's passed away, what can you be thankful for in that moment? Oh, you can be thankful that you had a relationship that makes you sad, you know, because if you didn't care deeply, then you wouldn't be sad. And if someone's sick, if you're sick or someone you love, you can be thankful for access to medical care. And you can be thankful that, you know, even if you're experiencing some kind of health issue, that you went into it as healthy as you were, you know, because you've been making a point to focus on your eating, focus on, you know, other things about your health, exercise, whatnot. So there are always things that you can be thankful for. So I thought, that's great. You know, yeah, even if we're in a time of stress, we should be thankful. But then I started thinking about it and I'm like, no, that is not enough. That is not enough. That was a big switch from before, how I was when I would just kind of wallow in whatever negative thing that was going on. And so it was a big switch for me to be thankful in that situation. But it's not enough to just say, even if things get bad, I'm going to be thankful. I want you to change that to, especially when. Okay, so just kind of try that on for size. So even when my kids are acting up, I'm going to try to respond in love and with patience. Or especially when my kids are acting up, I'm going to respond in love and with patience. Right? You see, it's just a subtle little shift, but it's even more important in times of stress that we don't just react on our instinct, but that we take time to kind of respond and to just intentionally respond how we want, you know? So yeah, just think about that. So instead of even when I'm moving, or even when my daughter's getting married, or even when I have stress going on at work, I'm going to be grateful and I'm going to take care of myself and I'm going to eat well. How about especially when things are falling apart, and especially when I'm having a lot of trouble in my personal life, and especially when I have a lot of demands on my time, especially when all these things are happening, that's when it's even more important for me to fuel my body appropriately with foods that take care of me and that help me feel good. And it's more important for me to get good quality sleep. And it's more important for me to make sure that I'm exercising. And it's more important that I'm leaning into my personal relationships and getting support from people who love me. Okay. Especially when things are bad. Don't allow like a stressful situation at work, at home, in your personal life, whether it's moving or getting divorced or changing jobs or losing a job or money stress or whatever it is, whatever the bad thing that's happening, right? Because bad things are always going to happen. It's just life. It's just part of it. Don't just say, well, I'm just going to eat whatever I want because my life sucks right now. Don't just say, well, I don't have time to exercise. Don't just say, well, I'm going to stay up late because I've got too much to do. I'm not going to make sleep a priority. No, friend, keto sister, especially when things are going poorly, especially when you are having stressful events and occurrences, especially when those things are happening, lean into your friends and family, lean into your keto sisters community, make sure you're fueling yourself even better than you normally do. Especially then, make sure you're making sleep a priority. Especially then, make sure you're taking time to recharge, rejuvenate yourself. I hope this message reaches someone who needs to hear it, because I need to hear it. And I'm preaching to myself, but I hope this can help you as well. Not just even if things go bad, because things are going to go bad from time to time, especially when things seem to be falling apart. Please, please make yourself a priority. Make fueling yourself better. Don't use it as an excuse to go off and eat a bunch of carbs. It's just going to make you feel worse. Especially when things go poorly, treat yourself even better. All right. I hope that's a help for you, and tune in next week.
We hope you enjoyed watching that video as much as we enjoyed making it. If you did, give us a thumbs up. Also, check out these other great videos we've made for you. And if you want more of that great keto content, be sure to subscribe to our channel and hit that bell so that you get notified of all of our new videos.